We just heard from an Olympic medalist who's concerned about the Bay, but what about the people who call the Bay home and rely on it every day? Will Carlos, with our Global Post team, spent this morning on the Bay with a local fisherman and his wife.
It's just after dawn on the beach of Magé, a village at the very northern tip of Rio's Guanabara Bay. It feels about as far as you can get from the chaos and traffic of the big city. Waves lap the shore, egrets seek out minnows in the shallows, and only out in the distance do Rio's skyscrapers and tankers scar the horizon. My guides for the day, Alexandra Allison and his wife Daisy, nose their aluminium boat up onto the sand. And then we head out across the bay. The trash isn't too bad at first. The odd plastic bag, a water cooler bottle. But the flotsam starts to thicken as we get to a stand of mangroves.
So we've actually stopped because the motor has gotten caught up in a plastic bag.
Alex gets the boat running again, but we stop again when he spots a fishing buddy of his, another Alexandre. The fisherman's grimy from hours of fishing, and he's holding an empty net and looking forlorn. It almost seems staged, but he's surprised to see us.
Muito lixo, muito saco, tá? A Baía de Guanabara precisa ser limpa.
He says he's barely caught anything, and he blames the filth. The bay's full of trash, he says. Plastic bags, bottles, plastic. But Alex, the guide, isn't as worried about the visible trash as he is the chemicals. There are 16 petroleum industry facilities on the bay, he says, and most are pouring toxic chemicals into the bay. As we skim across the water, getting closer to a refinery, Alex points out the greasy film on the water's surface.
Isso é óleo. Óleo, produto químico.
Oil, he says. That's oil. Oil and chemical products. And it stinks. They spill it out onto the water every day, and this is just one of our problems. Alex also wants me to see the plastic pollution at its worst, so he pulls up at Cup Island. It's a little mangrove-covered islet that's absolutely blanketed with plastic cups and other debris. Old soccer balls and kids' toys, bottles, cans, shreds of plastic bags hanging from the green canopy. It's a depressing, dystopian scene.
Agora o pior dano que tá tendo o pescador é a tristeza, a depressão.
The worst way local fishermen are impacted is sadness, depression, he says. Like that guy Alexandre, he's sad, disillusioned. He's heading home with nothing. He can't even buy his kids milk or bread. And Alex's wife, Daisy, says it's not just the men. Women in the fishing communities are also feeling the strain. They suffer, she says. The women suffer seeing their husbands come home with nothing. They suffer because they have to leave in the middle of the night, leave their children sleeping to go and help their husbands. For women, it's just getting more difficult to live the fishing life. Every day, there are fewer fish. With that, Alex points the boat back towards the village of Magé. As we pass a nearby beach, he tells me that 20 or so years ago, on any given day, there used to be 400 boats lining the stretch of sand. Now, there are barely 100, he says. We land back on the beach. Alex will be here again tomorrow, taking curious locals, visitors and journalists out to see the filth, the pollution and Cup Island. He hopes the world's watching. He hopes the Olympics will keep drawing attention to his plight, and he hopes the government of Rio will finally get serious about its promise to clean up the Guanabara Bay. For the world, Will Carlos, Magé, Brazil.